Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, TJ Lang getting situated in the studio. That was a game we had circled, Lions and Eagles on Sunday Night Football. It's a game we wanted to see for a couple years. All right, we'll see what Detroit's made of. You go toe-to-toe with the reigning Super Bowl champs. You found out you weren't good enough.
No, and getting back to what Corn was talking about there, yeah, Patrick Mahomes struggled yesterday, and he was under duress. We saw Lamar, heck, when Baltimore played Detroit, 7 sacks yesterday, 5 sacks. The difference is Lamar can win being mobile. And has proven that, just not in the postseason. He's done in the regular season. That's why he's got 2 MVPs. When you look at Patrick Mahomes, he can certainly win by being mobile. He wasn't able to do it yesterday. The option of being mobile and winning for the Detroit Lions at the quarterback position is just simply not there. So that's why you have to have exceptional play and consist. I don't want to say exceptional play. You have to be consistently good on the offensive line when Jared Goff's your quarterback. If that's the case, which we saw the last couple of years, you're going to go out there and win a lot of games.
You're going to win divisions. You're going to win playoff games.
You get one seeds.
Yeah. Biggest reason they lost and what bothered you most about this game? I think those are the two big questions we've asked, but clearly if you have any feedback, we're going to get to your phone calls. I mean, why they lost the game? I mean, it's no secret. The Eagles D-line kicked their ass. And it led to the Lions struggling on the money downs, third and fourth down. And those were third and fourth manageable situations. I mean, those were convertible spots, but they went 0 for 5 on fourth down, 3 of 18 on third and fourth down. Jared Goff, you're right. He's just not going to get out of those situations. What bothered you most?
For me, it was just, it really was the offensive line play. And you go back and you watch it again, and even early on, I think it might have been the first set of downs where Ratledge got bull rushed by. It was the holding call that Ratledge got.
Yeah,
and I thought, well, maybe he stepped on Penny's foot, or maybe no. And that one's just not going to look good on film. It's just he got caught a little bit on his heels, got pushed back, got the holding call, and it put the offense in a bad spot. But it was, you could go down that. And it's the same thing that we've heard a bunch. There were times where it was two or three guys on the offensive line.
Right.
But you got to have all five guys every single time. And if it's the right guard on this play, but all four other guys are performing well, that play's probably not going to work. And if it's the right tackle on one play, or it's the left tackle, or the left guard, or the center, like, it's just not going to happen. There was no consistency up front.
Yeah. Look, they faced 3 top 10 defenses this season. They lost all of them.
Mm-hmm.
The most honest assessment is they're not good enough.
They haven't performed good enough in those games.
Yeah. TJ, what did you see out there?
Well, first off, I won't allow this right guard slander from John.
It all comes down to those damn guards.
Well, no, actually, on that play was Penei Sewell. I don't know if there was a chip or something on Jalen Phillips, but I think Penei thought that Jalen Phillips was dropping into coverage, so he came back and absolutely smoked Jalen Carter, which then threw, I think, Tate into a weird position where he ended up getting a holding call. I think it was a sack anyways. I don't remember if they declined that, but no, I... Weird feeling. Like, I can't wait to go back at some point later today and rewatch this, because I was talking with Dan Miller on the bus afterwards, and based off of like some of the things we were reading and hearing from other beat writers, he was like, "Do you feel like everybody's saying the offensive line was horrible? Do you feel that way in the game?" And I said, "No. Like, I didn't feel like it was, oh my gosh, we just can't block these guys, and you know, oh man, this is just a, you know, a blank show." I didn't feel like that in the moment, like watching the games and keeping my eye on them. Certainly, I'm not going to sit here and stick up for them and say, you know, they did their job and held up their end of the bargain. There was a lot of things not to like in that game. And John's kind of what you said, like, that's been going on all year. And that's, I think, the frustrating part is, you never know when those big plays are going to come that you're asked to, you know, as Lomas said, you're going to have a big ask to step up and win a big one-on-one, right? And a lot of times it does come on third down. A lot of times it does come on fourth down. The lack of conversions obviously was troubling. Something was off with Jared yesterday. Some of the throws that he made, I haven't seen those all year. I mean, probably three or four off the top of my head that were low to open guys, probably three or four that were wide. I mean, that one fourth down out route to, you know, Amon-Ra, I mean, I think he's got his guy beat, and like not even put in a competitive spot to make a play on the ball was like, what is going on? And I can't put it all on him because I don't know the routes, but, you know, there was another one on a third down right before the fake punt where he had Amon-Ra, you know, coming open, wide open, middle field, and sailed it behind him. And it's just like, dude, something's just off with him right now. That, and maybe, you know, maybe guys were supposed to sit down, or guys were supposed to, you know, do something a little different in the, you know, on the edge. But he had a lot of misses yesterday. And certainly you could say there were times where he was pressured. Even the play, I think, on the fourth and goal down inside the five, you know, you go back and watch the replay, and it's like, Brock Wright's wide open. You know, that's a walk-in touchdown, but he's also, you know, he's also getting pressured. He's also about to take a hit, so he didn't really have that time. He was kind of locked in on one guy. You know, hey, if I'm the offensive line, man, and I protect it, I pick up that stunt or bull rush, whatever the rush was, I can't remember, but those are the plays you look at, and you're like, yeah, I take responsibility, because Jared probably would end up finding Brock Wright wide open, you know, if I did a better job. I just didn't. And then a couple other things, too. I thought the game plan, yes, like, I hated the shotgun runs, just the amount of shotgun runs there were. I know Gibbs has had some success, a lot of success, actually, running out of the gun this year, but to do it, like, seemingly every single time with him was just – it was clearly not working. You were clearly not going to get the stretch that you needed on that defensive front that was penetrating upfield. And especially down in the red zone, like, you get inside the 10 and even the 5-yard line. The only way that, in my opinion, you should be running shotgun runs is if you have a mobile quarterback or you have, like, an RPO attached to the backside. Because with Jared Goff, and he's handing it off out of the gun, that backside defensive end and those frontside guys are just literally firing as fast as they can without a worry in the world that you're going to pull that football. I didn't like those. And, look, he just wasn't good enough. But I feel about the same way I did Friday before the game, outside of, you know, I thought the Lions were going to pull that one off. But I feel like it's very frustrating, because that was a gettable Philly team. Like, that was a gettable Philly team. You know, if you convert even like the half of the plays that you got wrong, and 3-for-18 on third and fourth down is horrendous. If you even get like 4 or 5 more of those, I'm not asking you even to be 50%. That's a different game. And that's kind of the vibe I got in the locker room last night was, first off, you wasted a great defensive performance. But second off, I do feel like the guys were like, literally, when you say we're right there and, you know, it's one play away, that's what it was. So I don't want to say it's some moral victory because you are supposed to be up there. I view you as being a team that should be able to compete with the top teams in the NFC. But I think once you go through a game like that and you actually, you know, finally know what it feels like and what it takes, you know, if we had to go back to Philly in the playoffs, I wouldn't sit here and tell you, oh, man, that's the worst matchup possible. Like, ah, I can't go into Philly and beat them. I do think you could do that. It, obviously, you're going to have to play a whole lot better than what you did last night. And the offensive line, like, John, it's tipped passes are the most frustrating thing because, like, you're trying to, you know, sit down and sink your hips and make sure you got hand placement and pick up stunts. And even on the interception, like, Graham Glasgow literally did everything perfect. As soon as Jordan Davis jumped, he literally shoved him with violent force and landed on the back of his head.
Right.
And it turns into an interception. And then I think there were, I don't know, at least three or four more that I can think of tip balls at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, there were five total.
That are just so frustrating because you're like, man, that's really the last thing I'm thinking that you're going to do is jump, especially when you're a Vic Fangio team where it's just relentless pass rush, you know. So it was just a combination of a lot of errors. But, man, I'll tell you what, that defense, they play like that, you know. You got a three-game stretch here at home. I think it's very possible you're looking at, you know, 9-4 with a little mini bye right there heading into the meat of December. So I'm not in panic mode yet, but yeah, yesterday just it felt like one of those games that, you know, offensively whatever could go wrong was going to go wrong, and the execution just was not anywhere close up to their standard.
Put some numbers on it. Jared Goff was 7 of 27 on throws beyond the line of scrimmage. 25.9%, the second lowest in a game by any quarterback in the next gen stats era. Could not get things going. He was pressured on 14 dropbacks, so nearly 40% of his dropbacks they credited pressure.
14? Well, he dropped back 40 times. How was that? Oh, yeah, okay.
He dropped back 37.
Dude, don't
he had
math
a couple,
on
well,
air.
He had a couple sacks, too. So, yeah, maybe.
I mean, it's 14 of 37. It's 38.9%. It's nearly 40% of his dropbacks.
You know what I'm interested to see, though, is how many of those pressures came after, like, 2.5 or 3 seconds.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like there were any that were like, oh, my goodness, they're just blowing us up at the line of scrimmage, which is why I'm saying that's why I didn't feel like it was, like, just a complete meltdown on the offensive line. Last week against Washington, I can't remember the exact stats, but Jared Goff was, I think it was 14 of 16 with like 180 yards and 3 touchdowns on quick passes under 2.5 seconds.
Sure, yeah.
Yesterday seemed like the complete opposite, where it's we're just going to try to keep taking these 20-yard dig routes, and it takes time, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and so to me, a lot of the pressures felt like they were coming late into the play. They didn't feel outside of the one where they had a nice blitz design. I think it was with N'Kobe Dean, who ended up getting that one-on-one with David Montgomery and just kind of driving him right into Jared Goff. Like, I don't remember a lot of quick pressures that were just like, man, Jared doesn't even have a chance to get this ball out of his hands. A lot of it felt like, okay, first read, second read, okay, like, here we go. And now the pressure is going to start coming. Like, that's something that's going to happen against a defense like that. So that's why I kind of go back to some of the game plan stuff, not only the shotgun runs that were kind of just like, okay, like, get out of it, please. It's not working.
Yeah.
That was something, too, where the most success they had in the passing game was getting the ball out quick to Gibbs or Montgomery or even J-Mo and letting these guys do work, man, because you got a ton of athletes on that offense. It felt to me yesterday that wasn't a proper game plan to go in and say, all right, guys, we're really going to have to hold up in protection for 3.5, 4, 5 seconds this week. That's not the type of defense you want to do that, especially on the road in a primetime game.
One of the big things that we got calls and texts on already this morning is the decision to go for it on these fourth downs. I want to get to that coming up next. If the defense is playing as well as it is, should they have punted from midfield more often? Were those the decisions that got them here and they should have stuck by him, or did Dan Campbell need to shift his philosophy in that game? I want to get TJ's thoughts on that coming up next. We have a bunch of phone calls to get to. It's 97.1.
What's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Heather, and I'm always looking for ways to stay on top of my game, right? So listen, you know how much I rely on my phone for everything. That's why I've got to tell you about this insane deal from Verizon that'll help you be your best self, too. We're talking a low price on the best 5G in Detroit. Seriously, whether I'm blasting my favorite tracks on the morning commute or snagging those last-minute tickets to the hottest new flick. Check this out. You can switch today and pay just $50 a month for a single line. You heard me right. $50 a month for the best 5G in Detroit when you bring your own phone on the Unlimited Welcome plan with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. That's a no-brainer, people. Visit your nearest Detroit Verizon store today to lock in this incredible deal. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Rankings based on RootMetrics Root Score report dated 2H2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A lot of criticism of Dan Campbell following that loss Sunday night. TJ, 0 for 5 on fourth down. Your thoughts?
Yeah, not good. That's how you lose games. Plus, three for, 14 or whatever it was on 3 for 13 on third down, too.
But we put it to you, should they have adjusted given how well the defense was playing? Or, hey, man, you live and die with it. They just got to execute. Those were manageable spots.
Yeah, it did feel like that. And I can't remember which one it was. Maybe it was the first drive of the second half where they went for it right around, I think they were in Philly's territory, right? But that was a 4th and 5, and that was
it was 4th and 5 at the Philly 32.
Yeah, so it's like, do you try field goal? Jake already missed, a 48-yarder. There was another one. Obviously, we know the one inside the 5-yard line that, kind of felt like points here wouldn't be a bad thing. And then the next time they went for it again, 4th and 3 at Philly's 45. Yes, I think that was the one that, even calling the game, I think we kind of pondered, backing them up and starting to play the field position game might not be the worst idea based off of how your defense is playing. Yeah, I think it just got to a point where you start to press a little bit. Like, okay, we're 0-2. Okay, we're 0-3. We're not going to go 0-4. Okay, we're 0-4. We're not going to go 0-5. You know what I mean?
Well, and it's just like, you do feel
you can.
If you convert one of those, especially the goal line, I mean, it's a 7-point swing, and suddenly all is right with the world. It's who they are. The other criticisms of Dan were, hey, the fake punt when they leave their starting defense on the field, is that one that's got to get killed? And at the end of the half, you go in with all three timeouts in a one possession game, a chance to go 2-for-1 and double up. They just sat on it.
Yeah. Well, the fake punt, I think I'm trying to remember whose quote I saw. It might have been Grant Stewart who said we were expecting that look. We were expecting that defense, and we still liked our chances. They just didn't convert. I want to do a deep dive, and it's obviously I can't do it right now on the show. But Dan Campbell, like, when you look back at that, was that predictable? Like, how many times when Dan Campbell fakes it, is it because maybe your offense goes like the first two or three series without getting any points? Because that seems to be his MO, is my offense is sputtering. We need a freaking shot to the ass right now. We need a shot of momentum and some urgency.
Adrenaline, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like going back to, you know, Kansas City, you know, a couple years ago, like felt like slow start.
Yeah.
And then boom, you fake the punt. You're on like 20.
Minnesota on the road last year where they did and they converted it.
No, in territory, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, is it mostly, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm just trying to think, like, yeah, normally when his offense has a slow start, he's going to throw one in just to be like, come on, guys. Like,
yeah, let's get going.
We got to get going. We got to steal possession. We got to get going a little bit. I don't know if it was predictable because I didn't think it in the moment that's like, oh man, like watch out. Are they really going to punt this one? But when they faked it, you're like, yeah, not really a total shocker there.
But just like pleading ignorance, if the starting line.
They said they liked their.
But if the starting line can't block this punt, how is this punt unit supposed to block those guys?
My only argument with that would be if you know that their starting defense is going to be on the field, just keep your starting offense on the field if you're going to go for it. You know, like you're going to have a better chance with those guys, and I think that was, what, a 4th-and-2?
Two, sounds
good. My other thing, like, and Jared, I don't know their operation. I assume that he has carte blanche to change looks if he wants to at the line of scrimmage. The other 4th-and-1 that they had where Gibbs got stuffed. I mean, there was nobody in the A-gap. And I think I even said it right before the call. I'm like, sneak it, sneak it, sneak it, sneak it. There's like you have a shade to one side and a 3-tech the other side. There's nobody in that A-gap, man. Like,
yeah.
I would assume that he has – the ability and the freedom to get to the line and be like, okay, whatever their code word is. Like ours used to be Nike in Green Bay. If you hear Nike, 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 you know it's quick snap and boom, we're pushing the pile to get this 1 yard. That felt like a play that could have been probably an easy conversion.
That might give it away, though. I think that was everybody's code word.
Nike, it might still be now. I don't know. But they didn't shift, and I was just like, that felt like a wasted one, man. Like, you're 6'4". You're probably walking for 3 yards based off the look that you got.
Yeah.
Maybe that's one that they look at like, crap. Like, you know, maybe weren't thinking about that in the moment. But, you know, you got to be sharp. What was the second part of the question?
The timeouts at the half.
Oh, yeah, kind of definitely was wondering that. I didn't think that it made a huge impact where it's like, oh, man, like, gosh dang, you really should have been aggressive there.
Were they going into the wind?
They were going in the wind. And the wind, the direction that they would have been going was the most severe, the direction that Jake missed that 48-yard. And they were having trouble, even in pregame warm-ups, going to that end was just like, oh, my goodness. Like,
but what's the harm in you run a screen pass and maybe you find yourself?
I'm with you. I think at that point you're probably sitting there saying, okay, offensively we are bad right now and we're going into halftime down one score getting the ball. We got to go in, make some adjustments. Worst-case scenario – we call timeouts, we get aggressive, we get the ball back with a minute, we go 3-and-out, now we're giving them ball. Now we're looking at maybe going down 2 scores. I get that that's a conservative mindset, but I also understand that with the way your offense was playing, it was like, okay, go to halftime in a 1-score game. We got to talk, we got to make some adjustments, we get the ball coming out of half, and we need points. We just can't, we can't turn this thing into, because I've seen it before, where you get aggressive and now all of a sudden the other team
gets
the ball back, gets a touchdown, and it's like, oh, now you're down 2 scores, right? That would be debilitating going into halftime in a game like that.
But do you get how that's disjointed? Because if that's your philosophy, then you punt the ball. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it just seems awkward because if you're going to be conservative at that point, but not conservative and still ultra aggressive on every single fourth down and the fake punt, like it just, it doesn't make sense that you would pick that time to be conservative.
Yeah. Well, your question about the win too. I mean, if you're going, I think that if the field was flipped and you were going the opposite way, where we saw both kickers hitting from like 60 yards in pregame warmups in 62, then you're probably thinking different, saying, okay, well, all we need to get is maybe 20, 25 yards here. We got one timeout. We got 25 seconds.
Wind at our back.
Maybe it can do it. But if you're thinking, hey, we're going that way and we probably have to get to the 25 or even, you know, inside the 25 yard line to have a comfortable look at this field goal based off how that wind was playing. Mm-hmm. Maybe just look at the odds there and say, okay, we probably don't have enough time and we already burned our time out. So let's get in a half down a score. You know, defense is playing outstanding. Offense, let's just make sure we don't mess this thing up any more than we already have here in the first half. So I think that those probably went into that decision as well.
TJ, take a look at the phones here. Is there someone you want us to go to first and foremost?
I don't care. Who's been waiting the longest? That's
look
fair.
At, TJ's a man of the people. Fadi in Shelby Township, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Just want to start off by saying I love Dan Campbell, but when the game isn't going your way, you have to make adjustments. I hate hearing, oh, this is our identity. This is who we are. This is not a one-dimensional game. When things aren't going your way, you have to make those adjustments. A few of those fourth downs, you flip the field, it's a different ball game. You know, I understand you can blame it on Jared Goff. You can say the offensive line didn't do their job. You can say the Eagles' defense did their job. They batted the ball down five different times, but our defense did their job too. Imagine if it was the other way around, you know? I just honestly think that it was the coaching that did it for us. The coaching lost the game for us.
Well, the way I looked at the fourth downs is, yeah, you could have played to keep the game closer by punting, but that's what you would have done on the majority of those fourth downs. I think three of the five were at midfield, out of field goal range. You wouldn't have got any points. And you could have kicked field goals on the other two, so we can tack on six, but you needed to finish some drives.
Yeah.
I mean, tack on six and then get that extra point when, you know, with that bad penalty, and now you got a tie ball game.
Right.
You know,
like I said, it would keep the game closer. It keeps the game closer.
Yeah.
But look, at the end of the day, if this offensive line wasn't going to win enough, they weren't going to win.
Right.
You know, and it may have gone down a little differently. Maybe it's less painful, but if they weren't going to win up front, they weren't going to win the football game.
No, you got to win the battle up front, and we said that going in. If you're going to win the line of scrimmage, you got a chance to win the game.
Yeah. Look, we got more calls to get to. 248-539-9797. TJ will hang out with us the next half hour. We'll talk through it with you guys. It's 97.1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value that your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you this month. And maybe you need a new truck in the driveway. Get Motor City's hottest truck. It's the GMC Sierra 1500 Elevation for an unbelievable $199 per month. Another thrilling option is the GMC Sierra EV, and it's built to exceed what you thought an electric truck could be with over 600 horsepower. And that all comes standard. There's a couple of great options there for you. These deals are happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. GM estimated horsepower rating based on DeWitt signing amount of 3,369. Must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Tax, title, license, dealer fees are extra. No security deposit required. Mileage charged at 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions apply. Visit gmcofferinfo.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've had some aggressive callers today.
Oh, that was from today?
Oh, yeah.
Was he yelling at you guys?
At John.
Yeah, he was yelling at me.
Oh,
yeah.
It sounds like, yeah, he was yelling at like a kid in the back seat or something.
Yeah, that kid back there.
He was yelling at you.
Was me.
Wow, what time was this at? I can't get back.
7 o'clock hour, and he was mad because he didn't think we were hard enough on Jared Goff.
Yeah. There's enough blame to go around.
So was he telling you to stop being nice to Jared or something?
Yeah, well, if protection is there and there's a lot of things. Jared Goff's a guy that needs all the tools around him that he has, but he also needs an offensive line that is going to be dominant like we've had the last 2 years. This offensive line is not yet those two offensive lines. And so I was making that point, and then he was a caller that just thinks that they should move on from Jared Goff and probably should have years ago.
Heather was wondering, like, where was he during this phone call? Is he like in his kitchen?
Because he was on like a rampage, right? Like, where do you get that worked up? Are you in the bathroom?
Kind of sounded like he was on a car speakerphone.
Ooh. Could get dangerous out there on the roads.
Yeah, a little road rage.
Yeah. I don't know that it tops.
That's impressive.
Yeah. They almost sound like the same people.
Hold on, one more time each.
That same guy?
It might be the same guy. I'm not sure, man. I'm gonna have to watch my six when I walk out the door.
Let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Mike in Livonia. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. So here's my deal, and here's where my frustration is. It really has to do with Brad Holmes. I can sense, we can go over the fourth down calls and all that, but really at that point it'd be, do I trust Dan? And I trust him, but I can sense that he has the urgency that Brad Holmes just does not have. You know, we go into this offseason, we're thinking, okay, Frank Ragnow, he threatens, he wants more money, doesn't want to pay up, and then retires. Okay, so you had a heads up. Doesn't do anything there. We just draft a player. We go into the trade deadline, and we know Mahogany is probably done for a few weeks, maybe the rest of the season. Doesn't do anything, and then expects us to just work miracles with our backups all the time. And it's so frustrating because a couple things. Like, we went into that game, and we're like, okay, but we know Philadelphia has a pass rush. So what are we doing to address it with supplementing that Mahogany's not there? Another point I wanted to kind of bring up, what's the whole thing with not playing D-Monk as much? Because Montgomery used to, like, soften up the defense a little bit for us, and that's where Gibbs would come in. And I understand that Gibbs needs more touches. Totally. That makes sense to me. But we kept on running it right down the middle, which is their strength at Davis and,
Carter.
And they,
And Jomo in there, too.
On third down and fourth down, and that was maddening. Like, that made no sense to me. If you're going to use Gibbs, use him to the outside. And it's just crazy because the minute Montgomery got in, it was an automatic 5 yards. And it's like, okay, why don't we soften up the defense a little bit and then get him with the home run hitter that Gibbs is. So thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Can I address, did he say Frank Ragnow retired because you didn't want to pay him? Did I catch that correct?
No. TJ, that was some of the reports stated that he wanted an increase, and, you know, there was some negotiations happening, and then he decided to retire right after.
Oh.
So I'm sure it was a combination of multiple things, and it wasn't just the money. But, you know, it's just he asked for, according to multiple reports, he asked for an increase, and the Lions shot him down. So
I don't know how much validity there was to the reports, but I remember them coming out right before he retired. But then everybody we talked to made it sound like that's not Frank's MO.
Yeah, I don't want that to. No, I don't think there's.
I think it was a Burkett article maybe the weekend before or something, and maybe the wires got crossed where it wasn't accurate. I don't know.
Okay, that kind of caught me the rest of the call. But yeah, no, look, I know people are frustrated, and I mean, trust me, you do design some plays that are designed to be home run shots. Obviously, if everyone worked, you would design nothing but home run plays. You know, you couldn't get in a rhythm in the run game, too. Here's the weird part, though, is like they weren't running the ball effectively, but just the threat of their running backs. I mean, their one touchdown drive they went on was nothing but play action passes, you know, and it was like working, and it's like, hell yeah, keep doing it. And that was what worked so well last week against Washington was, you know, highest percentage of play action they had ran all year, highest percentage of under center that they had been all year. And yesterday, just looking at some of the stats, I think Jared, 12 or 14% of his passes were off play action passes. Like, that's not the identity of this offense. But coaching-wise, you kind of feel like, hey, yeah, we can't keep calling these because they're not going to bite on it because we're not running the ball effectively. Oddly and ironically enough, they were biting on all the play action passes.
Right.
So, you know, wish it could have gotten a couple more in there. And even looking at a couple shots down the field, I mean, there was one where, you know, Khalif Raymond was wide open if you want to take a shot downfield. And Jared, I think his time clock was sped up a little bit based off of just the thought going into the game where it's like, good pass rush, got to get the ball out of my hands. And there were times where the protection was there that he wasn't making plays, and certainly there were times where other guys were, you know, coming open for some of those big plays and the protection wasn't.
Yeah, in fact, you've had the all 22 up here in the studio. He's been running back through it. There are some clean pockets that Jared just turfs the ball. Like, he sped up, I think, is probably the best way to put it, because those are throws he normally makes and needs to make. And then, of course, he was heavily pressured too, so that's why there's been enough blame to go around today.
Yeah, plenty of it.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
You guys, there was a goat on the loose in Detroit over the weekend, and it caused quite an unexpected commotion. It was running around, terrifying people. One guy or woman, I don't know, gender, had to jump on top of their vehicle, like climbed onto the roof of their car to get away from this goat. It was working its way onto porches, up driveways. People were running around screaming. It was a pet, somebody's pet. Like,
wasn't Brady calling the Vikings game? What's going on?
Yes, the pet goat chasing everyone around Detroit.
Yeah, fun stuff. But there's video you can check out online, which makes the story even greater. A Michigan legacy is on his way to Ann Arbor. Tommy Carr, the grandson of Lloyd Carr, has flipped his commitment from Miami of Ohio to Michigan. So his father was also a quarterback at Michigan from 1992 to 1995. His brother is a quarterback at Notre Dame.
Uh-huh.
He's headed your way.
He's going to Ann Arbor. Well, he's staying in Ann Arbor.
He lives
in Ann Arbor. Yeah, he's going to stay. That's awesome.
He's headed to
school at the University of Michigan. Yes.
Take that, Miami of Ohio.
We're happy to have him.
Hell of competition there.
Yeah.
Glenn Powell just had his SNL debut hosting on November 15th, and he turned his opening monologue into kind of this full circle throwback. So he brought on a very special guest up on stage. He had his UPS driver with him.
Okay.
And if you didn't see it or hear why, it's kind of an interesting story. So 4 years ago, he was originally invited to host SNL. This was when Top Gun Maverick was supposed to come out, right? And he was super excited. He was out on his porch with his family, just thrilled about the opportunity. And at the same moment, the UPS driver was making a delivery and he was like, oh, this is, you know, why are you guys so excited? And he shared the story with the UPS driver. They took a selfie together. And then that day, it never came to fruition. He didn't actually get to host because Top Gun Maverick got pushed back, delayed. So his hosting duties kind of got canceled. Oh. So he says this whole time for years, this UPS driver must have thought I was a liar, right? Like, here I am saying I'm going to host SNL. We got the selfie. So he tracked him down, brought him out to New York, and then they took another selfie together on stage and kind of made it this whole full circle moment. Just a cute little story, right? So Target has just initiated a new 10-4 rule, which requires employees to engage with customers more. So employees within 10 feet of a customer are now required to smile, make eye contact, wave, use some friendly, approachable body language, which yeah, like it sounds like it, that's your job.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than seeing somebody and trying to find and ask a question and they ignore you.
Yes. And then I guess within a 4-foot radius of a shopper, employees are supposed to greet the customer, a nice warm smile and a helpful invitation to see if there's anything they can do for them, which also sounds like that's part of their job. But it's getting some interesting pushback online. Some customers are like, this is great. This is what you're supposed to get when you go shopping, right? Others are saying, no, we don't want this. We don't want to be approached at all. Leave us alone when we shop. And even some of the employees are saying, we don't really like to engage.
We don't want to be friendly?
Yeah, because the people aren't necessarily friendly back.
Okay, well, you can still be nice. And for those that are going there and saying that I don't want somebody to say, then online shop. Have them bring it out to your car.
That's
bizarre.
I agree, because I think that's your job. In customer service, you are supposed to greet people and say hello and just let them know you're there and you can help if you want. There is a line, though, into how much help. Like, there used to be, when you used to go into furniture stores, I try to find the back door so nobody could find me, because they flock to you and they're like, let me help you out.
Working on
commission.
On commission. No one is working on commission at Target. There's nothing wrong. If they're within 4 feet of me and they say, hi, can I help you? I can always say,
nope,
I'm good.
No thanks.
But thanks anyways.
I agree.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, more of your phone calls. People want to know about these oven mitts Jared Goff was wearing, if that had any impact, the hamburger helper. We'll get to some of that. Plus, someone says they figured out who TJ Lang sounds like.
Oh, I'm curious to hear what this is.
We'll let you guys decide. It's 97.1.
Hey, there's nothing like Michigan. The pride, the grit, the game day energy, and there's a beer that gets it. It's Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed right here in the heart of Michigan. It's crisp, light, and built for those who go all in. So whether you're tailgating in Ann Arbor or kicking back after a long day, as proud sponsors of Michigan Athletics, we're raising a cold one to the maize and blue. Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed for Michigan, built for you. Find Michigan Pilsner at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
We spent a lot of time talking about what the Lions didn't get done on Sunday night, which was a golden opportunity against the Philadelphia Eagles. Now 2.5 games out of the one seed. Not even in the playoffs right now. Focusing on an offense that couldn't get going. And Jared Goff wearing those gloves. TJ, was it cold?
No, not frigid, no.
Okay.
I mean, it
was windy.
It got chilly a little bit once... you know, when the gust would pick up and wind chill would, you could notice a difference. But no, I mean, I thought it was beautiful weather for a mid-November game on the East Coast. Yeah.
Do you feel
like that's something that we've seen him?
He's done it before.
Yeah.
But it looked like he was short on a lot of throws.
Yeah.
Was it an issue with couldn't get the ball out on?
I mean, I
don't know.
Listen, I pondered the same question myself. I didn't have the courage to ask anybody after the game about it to bring it up. What do you think about the glove? Like, yeah, it's a stupid question. You know, blah, blah, blah. He's worn them before.
What are you talking about?
I'll let somebody else try to address that. But I mean, fair, because like you haven't seen him that inaccurate in a long time.
Even in clean pockets.
Yeah. Ever with Detroit.
That's what I'm thinking, too. I'm like, I can't remember that many missed. Like, if he was wearing the glove and it was like one or two passes that kind of nosedived on him or went wide, yeah, I'd be like, okay, you know. Like, but, I mean, fair to say, like, 8 to 10 passes that were just like.
But then on the touchdown drive, he hits Amon-Ra St. Brown in stride. Pass, and yeah. Same with J-Mo.
Yeah, and even the other ones, like, couple of them were big misses. The third down right before the fake punt, Amon-Ra's wide open, sailed wide. The other fourth down, I think it was a little 5-yard out route, wasn't even close. You see plays like that, and you're like, yeah, I do think that's a fair question to say, man, did that ball stick a little bit to the glove or whatever? But I don't know, though, because he has had success. He has had success wearing the glove before. So, but no, I didn't. No, the answer, long answer to your question. No, I didn't think it was frigid temperatures.
Okay, we have a ticket texter who thinks you sound like somebody famous, TJ. I don't think I agree, but we can do a side by side. John wants to stir the pot. You keep pointing for me to take this caller.
Yeah, but I need a good laugh.
All right, Mike, you're on 97.1.
Mike,
what's up?
Yeah, thanks for the time. Hey, listen, it definitely was a shoulda, coulda, woulda game. But I want to bring this perspective, you know, to baseball. You know, in game 5, 6, Skubal couldn't hit the barn. You know, Goff last night was like Ricky Vaughn in Major League. I mean, he just was all over the place. What is wrong with Dan, who, and I never heard anybody talk about this, the announcers, never was brought up post-game that I heard of, even you guys. I don't think you've mentioned. What's the concept of coaches being so damn stubborn that they just will not take the quarterback out, even if it's a reboot, reset, go to the sidelines, talk to the gurus, put Allen in there. At least it might establish something. And I don't know.
TJ, why hasn't anybody brought
up? Mike, I'm sorry. I'm out, buddy. I'm out.
TJ, why has nobody brought this up? Maybe Mike stumbled onto something.
I can't do it
here.
On 2 hours of sleep. I can't Mike, I'm sorry.
You really wanted him to take Jared Goff and put Kyle Allen in.
I'm not suggesting, and that's one of the beefs. I mean,
you are suggesting
it. You're saying, why don't coaches think about it or do it?
It's you know, is he any better? That's not my point. My point is, I think you do it to help Goff. You know, go talk to him. I mean, look more into the.
You know, they can talk to Goff without benching him, right? Like, they can just walk up and have a conversation.
When the defense is on the field, they can talk to him a lot.
I don't know. It's just one of the things that I think you might have at least given it a shot. I mean, it's not going to cause disruption. The media might jump on it and say, oh, my God, we've got a controversy. But why not? I mean, a pitcher, when he's having a bad day, you pull him.
Pitching staffs are built to have multiple guys play a game. Has there ever been a football team that designed that saying, hey, you're our first and second down quarterback. When we get to third down, it's your job, big guy. Like, you come up. We get to the fourth quarter. Hey, you're our closer in this one. Come on, Mike.
No.
Come on.
Well, but again, this is the mentality I'm talking about. Why not? I mean, Dan has tried fourth down plays that didn't work. He has changed football. Everybody is going.
All right, we're just going to move on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.